UNC Hospital's Beacon program provides comprehensive, coordinated care to UNC Health patients, families, and employees experiencing a variety of interpersonal abuse. It includes services for victims of domestic abuse, intimate partner violence, human trafficking, and sexual assault.
I think what a lot of people have a hard time wrapping their mind around still is this idea that sexual violence can happen to anyone.
That was Melinda Manning, the director of the Beacon program. She said one of the primary goals of the program is to promote continued education for staff to better provide trauma-informed patient care. Trauma-informed care is the understanding that many patients have experienced trauma at some point in their lives, whether it be sexual assault or otherwise, and that providing care with that knowledge leads to creating a safer and non-triggering environment for survivors.
The reason why it's so important in healthcare is that we know that trauma really leads to a lot of negative health outcomes in a lot of ways. And one way you see it is that, unfortunately, a lot of individuals who've experienced, particularly individuals who've experienced sexual assault, is that they may avoid actually receiving healthcare.
Manning said healthcare settings should always be a safe place for patients to disclose any trauma that they've experienced, particularly those, like sexual assault, that may interfere with their health goals.
The biggest thing is just making sure that all providers are aware that any patient could have experienced trauma. And it's not just patients that look a certain way. Any patient, no matter what their background, and that trauma they've experienced in the past, again, may really be still be affecting them today, and particularly affecting them and how they present themselves, you know, in the healthcare setting.
Manning said, unfortunately, many healthcare providers don't receive any training on sexual violence and trauma-informed care while in medical school. The Beacon program works to fill those gaps, informing providers on best practices. Because sexual assault is so prevalent, with 1 in 6 American women and 1 in 33 men having experienced completed or attempted rape during their lifetime, Manning said conducting routine screenings that ask direct questions about sexual violence helped to normalize what is still considered a taboo conversation.
You know, we're asking questions about other aspects of your health. We should be asking questions about this too, because this is a part of your health, is part of your well-being. With that. And what we know, there's been a lot of research on this, is that even if patients don't feel comfortable disclosing, they still appreciate being asked.
Educating physicians isn't the only step forward in getting victims of sexual assault the help they need. Manning said often, education needs to start with survivors to help them recognize that their experiences are valid and worthy of seeking treatment.
Patients will say things like, well, I don't know if this really counts because, you know, he didn't actually rape me, right? That's kind of a really common statement. And so we'll do some education and saying, you know, this is what sexual violence looks like. It's really a wide variety. And it's really all about unwanted sexual contact that was against your will. And it's, you know, really normal to feel a lot of different emotions because of that and to have it affect your life.
Whether you're a physician or a friend, supporting survivors sometimes means providing resources, such as how to reach the National Sexual Assault Hotline, seek medical attention, or report the crime to the police. But often, simply listening is the best medicine.
The most important thing you can do as a friend, if someone discloses sexual assault to you, is to believe them. Because it's a hard decision to decide to disclose to anyone. And it's not a decision that survivors take lightly. And so what they need from you is not advice. They just need support. And they simply need you to believe them. And saying a simple statement such as, I believe you and I'm sorry this happened to you, can be incredibly powerful and can go a really long way.
For more information on how to support survivors or to receive free confidential care, visit rainn.org. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.